everyone. Welcome back to another podcast episode. This is Israelitis. If you guys don't know me, my name is Lioness, and it's nice to meet you virtually. If you haven't already, please go follow my Instagrams at Lioness Shanai and at Israelitis underscore podcast. So for today's episode, I'm going to be honest and open about why I haven't been uploading as often as I thought I was. So after graduating college, no one tells you how hard it is to look for a job. It's one of the hardest discoveries I've experienced after graduating. Yes, it's exciting to graduate and be free from all the assignments, but it's hard and discouraging to not get callbacks or emails from jobs once I apply. It sucks to experience interviews and, oh, I'm not qualified enough even though I have 1 year of work experience and other things I've done. It feels like a gut punch when you keep getting emails like, thank you for your interest, but we have decided to go for other candidates or something like that. It makes me think, yeah, why? This doesn't make sense. Or I'll say, yeah, why are you doing this to me? It's so hard to see yeah in this. And people always say, oh, trust God, or don't worry, everything's going to work out. But what they don't understand is not only the worry, it's the confidence that I need reminding of. That my confidence comes from Yah, and I'm amazing regardless if I get a yes or a no for a job. The scripture that has carried me through this time is Psalm 139, and I wanted to read it with you guys, and I'm going to pull it up on my cellular device, which is my phone. Enjoy the silence. Oh my god, I sung. Oh my god, I forgot I was recording. Oops. Hope you guys enjoyed that run. No, I was kidding. Okay, Psalm 139. It says, oh yeah, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Yah, you know it all together. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O Yah! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand of the sea. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men. For they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Now this scripture has brought me through and always reminded me when I didn't get a call back or email that said, oh, sorry, we're going for other candidates or whatever. I will always remind myself, well, they're missing out on something really amazing, or not out of arrogance, but just reminding myself that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and that the Father's with me everywhere I go, and that everywhere I go and he's with me, his light is shining, and that everything's gonna be okay. If I make my bed in hell, he's there. If I'm crying in my room and I'm like, I feel like my life is over because no one's hiring me, you know, he's there. If I wake up in the morning and I'm having a good day, he's there. Hold on, my thing. Okay, there we go. If darkness, I feel like I'm just having a rough night, or I'm just not having a good mindset or something. I just always remember, no, the Father is with me. He's with me. He sees my tears. He sees my sadness. He sees that I'm struggling with a little bit of confidence. So he'll remind me, no, I've created you the way that I wanted you. You are fearfully, wonderfully made. I created you, your personality, just the way it is. And so how he secretly made us, how he created us such out of our mother's womb. That is just so amazing how he already knows what we look like, how we act, and what we are. And it's so amazing. And I just wanted to encourage you guys with that, to know that you're not alone crying. The Father sees your tears, and he sees all of our tears. And it sucks, you know, it's a hard season, but just knowing that the Father's with us through this. It doesn't make any sense, by the way. Like, it makes no sense, like I mentioned earlier. It doesn't make any sense, but I hope that this encourages you, even though it doesn't. Even though you're like, well, where is this? So I have a child, I need to take care of them, or I have bills to pay. And even if you're single, you're like, well, my parents kicked me out, or, you know, because of my faith, or whatever it could be. You're just struggling, you're fighting for your life, you don't know what to do, or simply living with your parents like me, and you feel like, man, I do still need a job, you know, I don't, you know, I'm an adult, you know, I'm 24 years old, and, you know, you still have to be an adult, you still have to mature, and, you know, be, you know, and eventually move out or something like that, or just being able to take care of yourself. And so I just, yeah, I hope that this encourages you to know that if you live with your parents, you're not alone, because I do too, and I'm not mad about it, because I would rather be in my parents' house than be in the street. And I'm sorry if you guys are in the street, and I hope that this encourages you. Sorry, I was trying to make light of the mood, and then yeah. Anyway, I just hope that you guys are encouraged, because whatever circumstances, it matters to the Father, whether you're on the street or in your parents' house, or you're trying to make that monthly bill every month and you're barely making it. Like, the Father sees you, and he knows that what you're going through is hard, and to remind you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that you have been created just for such a time as this, as everyone always says, in Esther 4:14, I believe. And yeah, I hope that this encourages you guys. And yeah, I think I'm done rambling. I think so. Yeah, I love you guys, and I guess I'll pray us out. Father, I thank you so much for this opportunity to do this episode. Thank you for the reading of Psalm 139 and me being able to share a little bit of my story of what's been happening in my life. I pray that it encourages somebody, that if they're struggling with something, if they are, you know, homeless or about to be homeless or about to get kicked out of their apartment, or if they're dealing with their children and their children need something and they can't pay meals for both their kids and themselves, they have to only give food for their kids and they're hungry, or whatever it could be, Father, I just pray that that your spirit will continue to encourage us to know that you're a provider. And even if it looks like you're not providing, I pray that you'll continue to give us strength spiritually as well, to keep reading scripture, to keep worshiping you, to keep staying steadfast in your word. Even if it looks like, God, where are you? Like, why would I read the Bible even if you're not there? Like, you know, I mean, the feeling like you're not there, like, it makes no sense. You're not providing for me. You're not doing this for me. But even as you provide for the birds of the air, and as you provide for all the animals that you provide for us too, and it looks like you're not going to, but I just thank you, Father, to keep us encouraged, to keep us spiritually grounded, and stomp the enemy under our feet by reading scripture and spending time with you and quoting scripture back in him and say, no, I am fearfully, wonderfully made. No, I'm amazing. You know, just quote it back at him and continuously to remain encouraged. And I pray that your spirit will move upon those who may be in tears, to give them a hug, or send someone to give them a hug, or send your holy angels, like you did to Yahweh Shai, to Jesus when he was sweating drops of blood, and he was discouraged when he's about to be sacrificed. You sent your angel to comfort him in that time, because the disciples were sleeping. And so I just thank you that you'll send someone to encourage them, your holy angels, or a dream to give them some hope and some encouragement, or a scripture that just flipped through and they feel strongly, let's read Proverbs something, or whatever it could be. They feel led to read something that it encourages them and to keep fighting and to keep going and to remain steadfast in who you are and what you do. And even if it just doesn't look like it, I thank you, Father, and appreciate your kindness. I thank you for people who are, even those who are dealing with the domestic violence issues. I pray that your spirit will guide and lead their lives. Like, they have to leave everything because their husband or wife is abusive and they are going through such a hard time and they don't know what to do. And all they know is violence. All they know is, I hate you. You're not beautiful, or you're not worthy enough. But I pray that your spirit will breathe upon them life and speak life over them, that wherever facility they go to, whatever shelter they go to, that there's life being spoken of over them, that there's life being spoken of over their hearts and their minds, and if they have children, over their children as well. And to know that maybe mommy and daddy didn't do the best, but that's not how all moms and dads are, and our Heavenly Father is the Father of us all. And so I thank you, and he is so amazing and so great. And I just thank you that your spirit, Father, will lead and guide them in this season of hardship, and not knowing why did their husband and wife change upon them, or why did they cheat on them, or why this and that. But I just thank you, Father, that you're a restorer of all things. And as Job's wife wanted him to curse you because of all the trials and tribulations you all of a sudden put upon him, which is really hard. But Job was like, no, like, why would I do that? Obviously I'm summarizing it, but ultimately, everyone wants us to curse you. Everyone wants us to say, I hate God. There is no God. There is this and that. But Father, you are a God of all gods. There is no other gods besides you. And you can give and take away. You created light and darkness. You created everything. And Father, you know all things. And the enemy wants us to think, because we don't have something or nothing worked out in our favor, that, oh, you're no God. But no, Satan is no God, and you're the real God. And I pray that we will remain encouraged, whatever we're going through, and why, oh, we thought this was the marriage of our lives and it didn't work. Or we thought, oh my goodness, like, I'm going to have a child and miscarried. We don't know why you do what you do. But one thing we know, that you are still God and you're still in control of our lives and you love us so much. And I pray that we will all be reminded of that, and that your spirit will continue to breathe life over us, that why I can't have kids, or why this and that, like, why can't I get a job? Why can't I get married? Why doesn't men want me? Or why does a woman not want me? Why is this not working out for me? What is going on? But to know through it all, you are there in the darkness on our bed. You are there. We're crying. You are there. And I pray that your spirit will continuously to speak to us. Keep sending your servants to encourage us, to keep sending people to remind us of who you are. And if we're trying to go astray, bring us back to you, and to remember our first love. Remember Yahweh Shai, remember Jesus, remember who died for our sins, that he sweated drops of blood because he was so nervous of the sacrifice he was going to make. He knew what was going to happen. And I just thank you, Father, that your spirit will continuously to help us, to lead us and help us, encourage us. It is so hard, but I pray that your Ruach HaKodesh will continuously to motivate us to stand strong, cry and stand strong, whether for ourselves or for kids or for other in our wherever we go, that we're standing strong in you. Cry and get it back up again. And I just pray that your spirit will continuously to guide and lead us. I thank you, Father, even for those who are struggling with sin. I know that your provider of how to resist temptation. And I just pray that your spirit will guide and lead those people who are struggling with sexual sin, who are struggling with masturbation, having sex with other people, multiple people, wanting to prostitute their bodies, or wanting to even commit suicide, who want to commit suicide and they don't know what to do, but knowing that they're trying to kill themselves. But Father, you are there saying, no, today is the day that you live, because you live for me. You don't die for Satan. You don't die, oh, my life is whatever. No, you're not for fluent. You're not this and that. There's no worth of this life. No, but Father, if we don't have breath, we cannot praise you. And I praise you, Father, that whoever's trying to commit suicide, to know that, no, today's the day that I've created you. Today's the day that I've created you in this time, that there is purpose in your life. And that even though the small, still voice is saying, no, don't die. Please don't die. As long as you know, there's hope. There's hope. Even though you don't know any scripture, you just know deep down in the spirit, your Holy Spirit is like, no, no, there's purpose. There's purpose. There's purpose. And I just pray that your spirit will breathe life over whoever's trying to commit suicide, or whoever is struggling with sexual sin, whoever is thinking that I can't stop doing this. This is impossible, but nothing's impossible. That Father, I struggle with masturbation. I struggle with sexual imagination. I am always fighting for my life, even to this day of, you know what? I'm not giving place to the devil. Absolutely not. But Father, you give us the tools to resist temptation, and I pray that you will bless them. And those people who are wanting to kill themselves, feel like there's no purpose in their lives, to know that there is purpose, that there is a purpose for them. It may not look lollipops and candy right now, like me. My life isn't lollipops and candy. It is not what I hoped for. And you know, but knowing that there is life, if they have abusive situations or whatever, someone told them that they're not going to be good enough or they're ugly or whatever it could be, let them know in this time that everything is going to work out, and that they are beautiful, and that they are amazing, and that you created them in the way that you created them, the personality, what they like to do, and that there's purpose for all the things they like to do. And that it is not, if Satan wants to send a little a servant of his to be like, oh, you're ugly, or you aren't good at no piano, I'm the best, you know, let them know who they are. No, I'm a child of the King, and I am good. He created me for this time to play piano. Boom, you know, get them. So yeah, I just pray, Father, that your spirit will guide and lead them, and to know that there's purpose, and that I've created you, that you created us for this time. And I pray that your spirit will guide and lead us in this time. And I thank you and love you. In the name of Yahweh Shai, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Thank you guys so much. Bye.